You're listening to the audio production of Surrender Your Story, Ditch the Myth of Control, and Discover Freedom in Trusting God by Tara Sun, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To my husband, the love of my life, and my son, the joy of our lives. I am forever thankful that God, our good and gracious author, chose to write our stories together. Love you forever. And to my online community and followers, but more than that, my friends, this is for you. Here's to continuing to know, love, and live God's word together. Chapter 1. The Myth of Control. Nothing is a surprise to God. Nothing is a setback to his plans. Nothing can thwart his purposes, and nothing is beyond his control. Johnny Erickson Tada. It was the first time that I heard the audible voice of God, as clear as day. It was almost as if it were projected over the loudspeakers across campus. Tara, you are not supposed to be here. I frantically scanned my biology class, wondering if anyone else had heard that loud voice too. But as I looked around, all I saw were hundreds of eager students aggressively jotting down notes as the professor explained the exciting careers we could one day have in the medical field. A few minutes later, the professor shut off the slideshow and dismissed the class. Confused and flustered, I shuffled out of the lecture hall with my classmates. I walked back to my dorm with what felt like a literal dark cloud hovering over me, like the ones you see in cartoons. I ran upstairs to my room, dropped my backpack, slumped down at my desk, and began to bawl my eyes out. Through mascara-stained tears, I cried to God, "What do you mean I'm not supposed to be here? Isn't this a part of the plan? What could you possibly have for me that's better than this?" A knot grew in my stomach. Ever since I was a little girl, I'd had a mental blueprint of sorts for my life. The plan was pretty simple. I would coast through school with good grades. I would get accepted into my college of choice and excel in a biology degree. I would apply for medical school and become a doctor. Along the way, I would meet a nice Christian man and we would get married and have kids once I was at a solid place in my career. And up until that morning, everything seemed to be going pretty much according to that plan. My blueprint seemed to be working, but in that lecture hall, it felt like God had taken a quick look at my carefully crafted blueprint, crumpled it up, tossed it in the wastebasket, and said, "Nope.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?"